Sportscast Sports Talk 101 on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
Discuss, debate, entertain, and loud.
Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
What's going on, brother?
It's NFL time. God, I love that intro.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, just like, it get loud. It's like they know who I am or something.
I love the little ding, 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 the little tune. I like that.
I know. I was like, God, I need to hire him to do my intro like that because that stuff's fantastic. Holy crap. You know, I looked at it. I was like, he always messaged me, you ready for your show? I'm like, yep. In my mind, I'm like, nope. Got nothing going here. I'm always like right before the show, before you pop in, I'm like, God, one of these days I really need to be prepared. Like I should actually have during the season, it's easier to actually have 15 minute increments to talk about things. That's what, like the off season stuff, it's always a struggle because there's either a crap ton of news or there's nothing. So it's always hit or miss with that stuff.
Wow.
And that, sure. But you know, the biggest talk is TB12 is going to be TV12 soon. Well, that doesn't sound right.
He just keeps getting in the news, man. He getting paid, man. 10 years. Holy crap.
That is freaking crazy. Part of me is like, I'm wondering, because you got the TB12, you got Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if he had every time that were those words pop up, if someone says Tom Brady, he gets paid. If I said Tom Brady, he just got paid. If I said TB12, oh, he just got paid. They just dropping money in his bank account every time we say those words. Because no matter what, like it used to be Aaron Rodgers was the big one that was always the little diva was throwing his tantrum. Oh, what's he done this time? He's in the news. Right. Now it's all Tom Brady because, you know, he quote unquote retired, which we all know was not a retirement. That was just, I'm just taking a month off because I'm banged up, like, you know, playing a season, and now I'm going to come back and play.
He's the GOAT, man. He's played the longest. He's got the rings. He's got the championship. He's got the beautiful Brazilian wife, the wonderful kids, the great career. Hell, I always thought he was going to go into coaching.
You know, to be honest, I really would. I could have seen that as well. I'm just getting this tweet sent out. I thought that too. I thought he could have been, but I don't know that one. He knows how that is though. As a player, what the coaches have to deal with. I don't think he wants to deal with that. So I don't blame him for not. I could see him being a good coach, but I also understand why he wouldn't want to do that. Because as a player dealing with your coaches, you know how that is. Why would you want to put yourself through that same crap as a coach? So I totally get that part as well. But exactly. Good God, dude, he is just 10 years, $385 million freaking dollars. I mean, that's equates to
45 in August. He turns 45.
He's making, when he retires, the day he says, all right, I'm done. I'm hanging up my cleats. Guess what? Tomorrow I got my job. And now he's going to retire as an NFL player. When he starts his job day one, he's already making $51.4 million a year. He's making more than he did playing for the Bucks or any other team. Jesus. I was just like, God almighty, this is great.
And you know, your boy from Dallas, he's like, I didn't get an offer like that.
Who's that Tony?
I didn't get an offer like that. I thought I was a good quarterback. You gotta win.
Yeah, you gotta win championships, sir. You gotta win championships to do that. Now, the other news that I was gonna touch base, because I actually want your thoughts on this. Let me pull up the article real quick. All right. Here we go. This article came out 2 days ago. So we know that the Broncos are up for sale.
Yes.
The front runner being Mr. Walt, Walton, I mean, I should say, the main front runner is the guy that that was the founder of Walmart.
Yes.
Who happens to also be cousins to Stan Kroenke because of by marriage and everything. So there's talk about building the stadium, a new stadium. But the thing is, what I saw, what caught my eye was how much it's going to cost Walton to buy the Broncos. They're now talking that it will be up over $5 billion. It went from $4 billion 2 weeks ago. Now it's valued at over $5 billion. I was like, his net worth. So, and Walton's net worth right now, just his personal net worth, is $69.5 million, not factoring his family wealth. So he will, if he ends up winning the bid and buying the team, he'll be worth, his personal value, you know, drop $5 billion or whatever. It's 69. I think he's 69.4 billion, not million. But he automatically would become the richest NFL owner in the history of the league. But he would also exceed everybody's net worth by about $50 billion. I was like, oh, Jen's gonna be so mad. Jen was the top dog, and now he's gonna be like,
let him in, man. He owns Walmart. He's a hardworking man. I mean,
yeah. So it's from what I've heard, it's down to, there's supposedly there were a total of five that are still in the running, but they said realistically it's down to two. It's Walton. And then the other one was, God, I'm trying to think who the other person was. It's somebody out that was one of the owners of the 76ers that's also got Magic Johnson as a minority owner. Mm-hmm. I think that's it. But they also said that Peyton Manning and John Elway will also become owners, minority owners, to whoever gets the winning bid. They automatically are going to team up with whoever gets the winning bid.
That's the new thing in Hollywood right now. You know,
J-Lo,
A-Rod, all these guys are, you know.
Let's see if I can find. I don't know. I know they want to build a new stadium, but the biggest thing I think they were talking about with the issue with the stadium, building a new stadium was going to be, is Walton going to want to front the majority of that money? And they're not sure if he wants to do that. And I said, well, yeah, he's not staying Kroenke. The Kroenke had the benefit of the fact that his stadium is on his own land.
Right.
And California, LA wanted a team. So they would have, I'm pretty sure, would have done anything to get a team. It just so happened that Kroenke owned land out there. And I said, I knew from day one, the moment he said, I'm going to move the team. And they said, well, Kroenke has land. When you dug around, Kroenke has land in L.A. What are the odds that's where we're going to see the team stadium built? Imagine that.
Well, here, listen to this. The Raiders owner, Davis, don't have the money, and he was trying to get the city of Oakland to pay for his stadium. We said, no.
I remember that. Oh, my God. I remember that. That was a freaking nightmare for
three teams supposed to be in LA. Raiders wanted to be the LA Raiders, and they said, what about the money?
I ain't got no money.
daddy didn't leave me no money. So what did he do? He went to Vegas, man, and they said, hey, come on out here, we'll build a stadium. Hell, they had a billionaire said, I'll front it, but I want the team. No, it's my team. Daddy gave me that team. So the city, the Las Vegas, man, they built that beautiful stadium on that. I mean, it's on the strip, man. It's congested. But I'd rather take that than the rats in Oakland. So, hey, I understand.
Yeah. So talking Broncos real quick, they were supposed to, you know, face the Rams in the season opener. That has now changed. They are now they're still facing the Rams. It's just been changed from the season opener to Christmas Day. So, you know, my guess is they're just predicting the Rams are going to win it as they go on to try to be a repeat.
I don't know.
You know, so that way they can face Brady and in the championship game and then lose, because you know Brady's going all the way this year.
Let me ask you, how do you feel? Do you think the city should front the money, or should the billion-dollar freaking owner?
I would say the owner needs to. I get if especially since they're not like in desperate need of a new stadium. The city's not fighting them on. I understand that, but there are times I know when a city just doesn't have money to front, like the kind of money that it costs to put up a team like this or any stadium. I mean, these stadiums are not cheap, especially when they want to be the top dog, the best stadium in the league. You want the Super Bowl there immediately the following year when it or that year when it opens. And we all know that's typically how it works. Once your stadium opens, you're usually next, automatically jump to the front of the line for dibs on the Super, hosting the Super Bowl. So of course, any city wants, almost every city would want that. Mm-hmm. But I still think the owners need to put up a good chunk of it. Regardless, even if the city puts some down, I still, the majority of it needs to come from the owner. There's no way that it's going to put, they're not even going to notice. What is that? You guys need $4 billion. All right, here, let me write that check. Here you go. They're not even going to see it's not going to put a dent in their pocketbook. They'll make that up almost immediately.
Right.
I mean, someone like Kroenke or Walton would never, I can guarantee you he's not going to notice that. He's the guy, especially if he came into the league as an owner, he's already $50 billion richer than everyone else.
Right.
He gets to make the decisions in the league.
Yeah, stadiums need proper investments. I mean, that's why I'm paying $20 for a hot dog at the 49ers stadium. $20 for a beer.
We know, need those big bucks to bring in the people. Exactly. And, you have a crappy stadium, you're not going to get the fans going there. We know. Look what happened in Washington. Fans showed up, and they got sewage dropping on them from the sky because of broken pipes. You got raggedy ass fields and things. Allegedly, that's what happened.
Look.
Snyder said it was just water.
Oakland Coliseum, dude. I can understand why the Raiders left, man. That place was. You can smell the sewage when you're coming in. It's just bad.
Yeah. I don't agree with it. I mean, that they need to skate out of it and not pay. I think they need to. I don't see a reason if you're a multi-billionaire that you can't afford to front the money for the majority of the money for a new stadium. The Broncos, I don't see them even worrying about it. I think whoever buys the team is going to worry about, let's build a winning organization. That should be the theory. There are 15 other stadiums that are way worse way worse condition that need stadiums.
Well, you know what an owner can do too, though. He can say, you know what, if you guys, I'll just take my team to another city.
You know what? That's what Kroenke did. St. Louis refused to pay for anything. So he said, all right.
Hello? Hello, hello, hello. Well, y'all, my co-host has frozen in time. Hopefully he will come back. I'm loving how he froze up. Come on back. Come back, Aaron. Sometimes I think it's 50-50. I think sometimes the owner needs to work with the city. But if the owner's got deep pockets, man, and they can do the money, because they're going to make the money up selling jerseys. They get the money. You do not become a billionaire by blowing money on stadiums. Look at Elon. He is not using his own money. Oh, my goodness. All right, folks. It is just me. What is going on? Welcome to SportsCast, Sports Talk 101. Guys, we are under the mercy of technical difficulties, but pretty sure Aaron's working his way back. But once again, Jeff, you said you did not become a billionaire by blowing money on Stan. Yeah, he used his daddy's money to start his business. Yeah, exactly. I think it's kind of screwed up, though, because the fans, I'm telling you, dude, Kevin is my best friend is a diehard Raider fan, and when the, I mean, this city just, it was heartbroken when the Raiders left Oakland. But we had no money, man. We like, no, we're not paying. Trying to figure out how to get back in. I think I need to leave. I think I don't, let's see. Yep, there you go.
There we go. Holy crap.
All right.
Can you hear me?
All right. Yep, I can hear you. So what did you think? Jeff, Jeff says, you do not become a billionaire by blowing money on stadiums. Look at Elon. He is not using his own money. Let's see. Maybe, yeah, he used his daddy's money to start his business from Maker Chaos.
I agree, but I also, that's a tricky one because you don't want it. You need a stadium to pull people in. Fans bring in money just as much as anything else. What are you going to do if you have no fans showing up? How do you expect to make any money? If your stadium is complete crap, who's going to show up?
Right.
That I mean, I get advertising, I get television things, TV deals, but if you've got no fans, nobody showing up at the stadium, you're going to lose sponsors. You're going to lose advertising. There's a lot of things with it. I'm not saying that it should all focus on building the biggest and best stadium either, though. That's not the case. That's not what I'm getting at either. So, like I said, I think that it's a very tricky call on something like that.
Well, I'm
glad I don't have to worry about it.
the Oakland A's, we're fighting Las Vegas. Like, Las Vegas is trying to take our baseball team, you know? So we're fighting for that.
Yeah. What do you think of the Giants rookie Kayvon paying for Graham Gano's jersey number?
Hey, that's the norm. You want my number, you're going to pay for it. So, Vet, if you came in and you wanted my number 69... It's gonna cost. Get your checkbook out. It's gonna cost.
Well, the thing that I was, it was interesting because he had rejected one teammate's other offer for the same thing. Yeah. I guess Gano's asking price was too high, or maybe it was still $50,000, and the other guy just didn't want to pay that much.
Gotcha. Maker Chaos did say you don't want to overspend, and underspending can also cause its downfall.
Yeah. That is true. That's just business. That applies everywhere. And let's be real. The NFL is a business. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, we fans, we can say what we want. We can criticize coaching. We can criticize the staff and tell everybody how we're going to run the team. We're still one. We're not the owner. We're not the coach. We can say what we want, but when it comes down to it, the owner has to run it like a business.
Exactly. And if there's no butts in the seats, and you know they do their research, if people are moving out of that city and they're going to Minnesota, Michigan, or somewhere, some city, and I mean, you, like,
look at prime example, Major League Baseball. Look at the Marlins. What was it? Several years ago, right after, I think it was when was not A-Rod. Who's the other dingbat from the Yankees?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Jeter bought the Marlins. At one point in that season, they would have their home games, and there was nobody there. I think the worst I saw was they had like five people in the stadium. Five people. It probably cost God knows how much money they lost due to that. Like, yeah. I would not want to be an owner because of all of the business stuff. Not just trying to win a championship, but you add that business stuff to it, that's a nightmare.
Hey, but look at what the Rams did. The Rams built SoFi Stadium. They win a Super Bowl. They got Hollywood. They host the damn Super Bowl and won at their Super Bowl. So kudos, man.
I will say though, the at least Gano's charity. I love his charity. I'm not really sure what kind of it is, because all it says is he made a form of a $50,000 donation to the charity Puppies Behind Bars. Now, I'm going to assume that he's talking about animals, because I know there is another form of puppies. Yeah. Shout out to the king. Jerry the King Lawler on that, but I don't think he's talking about that one. I don't think he's talking about that. I'm pretty sure we're talking animals here, so. But hey, you know that it's another business. It's more business.
Right.
It's, I mean, no matter where you look in the NFL, there's business transactions going everywhere, whether it's stadium related stuff as an owner or players buying, making donations for puppies to get a jersey number. What else did we have news wise?
Lambeau, the kicker, the Jags kicker, is suing the Jags because Meyer, because of just bad like behavior conduct that he had to deal with.
That's a petty lawsuit. I mean, I don't even know. I would constitute a frivolous.
Former Jaguars kicker Josh Lambeau filed a lawsuit against the team on Tuesday, alleging that former head coach Urban Meyer created a hostile work environment, and he is seeking more than $3.5 million in lost salary and additional damages.
What's his salary anyways? Does he make that much as a kicker for the Jag?
Josh Lambeau was actually a pretty decent kicker, but
I would consider that a frivolous lawsuit. I don't know if it'll hold. I don't see it holding up. I mean, if he were to win that is going to be open. That's you're opening Pandora's box. You're opening the floodgates to every team member on every player on every team saying, well, you know, I didn't like this. I didn't like Mike Shanahan because he brought in, you know, Donovan McNabb and it just was traumatized me. So I want to sue Washington. Or, you know, George Kittle could be like, I just can't stand working with Jimmy G. So I'm going to sue the 49ers. You're just setting a precedent that would cause a ripple effect within the NFL, and then you're going to see players after players suing the team because
Lambeau alleged on December 15th to the Tampa Bay Times that Meyer kicked him in the leg. He was stretching, warming up, and Myers walked over and kicked him. Hey, Dips, make your effing kicks.
So what he's saying is Meyer pulled out like the 1980s, 1990s coaching style where the coaches were like, he pulled Mike Ditka and just kicked him and said, make the damn kick. Laces out, buddy.
I was on the ground stretching, and Meyer went over and kicked him and kicked the kick.
So he's saying it now, though, but he didn't speak out. He didn't go to the organization and say something when it happened. Why'd you wait till now? It wasn't important then, but it's important now.
Hey, now you can come back with like allegations from a long time ago. You know,
he's probably going to be the next one. I'm not even going to get into that because that's just going to irritate me with it. That's a stupid lawsuit, and I hope to God he loses because if